Our question to you this morning is with regards to ghibah, and we're saying that we all, one of the most commonly spoken about sins by ulama, I would say, that they tackled the issue of ghibah a lot from the minbar. Then added to that, the Quran speaks about it very sternly, the ahadith speaks about it. Despite knowing all of that, despite knowing the consequences, the statements of the pious and all of that, why do we then still find it so hard to abstain from ghibah? Why is it that we can't hold our tongues back from this very grave sin when the hadith says, Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina, that ghibah is at times even more detrimental and the harm is greater than that of zina, because zina, a person will make tawbah for him. You know you've done the wrong. Ghibah, there is, it goes on and on and on. So, yes, where are we going wrong in this regard?